Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Trey Timms, the Senior Vice President of Residential Sales at Mohawk. Trey, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I guess I'm going to see you in Savannah in about 3 weeks, right?
Yes.
That's at the NFA meeting. I wanted to talk to you about this Mohawk Momentum Roadshow that you guys announced a couple weeks ago. Before we get to that, though, I'd just like to ask you, how are sales with Mohawk now?
Better than expected right now, especially given where things were in April and May. And talking to our customers, where they were able to open in some cases in, you know, late May and June, I think they saw business being very positive in June. And I think is more of our customers have opened up, and especially retail, we've seen a pretty good July and then August now. So all in all, pretty good, and I think orders continue to come in at a good rate. So I think we're positioned to hopefully have a pretty good September as well. Given where we've been, you know, it feels pretty good right now. I think we're going to have to see how things look going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, this momentum that we're seeing on the residential side, it might be here a while because people are fixing their home for kids to attend school at home and to have maybe one or two offices at home. So it may not be as rosy on the commercial side, but residential may be here for a while, right?
Yeah, I hope so, Kemp. I think everyone feels like we're getting the benefit of some of the decline in travel spending that where people had vacations canceled on them, spring breaks, summer trips, and obviously spending a lot more time in their home. I think we're seeing more people do more projects around their home. Yeah. And so hopefully that's going to be pretty good for the flooring industry.
Yeah, I think so. All right, so let's talk about this roadshow. Little details, just run through it real quick. You've announced that you're going to actually go, physically go, to seven cities, starting with Chicago on January 5th to the 7th, and then running through Atlantic City, Dallas, Huntington Beach, California, and then two locations in Canada, and then end up in Atlanta. What drove this decision?
Well, Kim, you know, road shows are really our regional markets have always been an important part of the business for us and I think for our customers. So it was just kind of thinking through how that might look with the pandemic and how we could safely create an environment to provide for our customers to come see new product and new innovation. I think from a customer standpoint, nothing beats that physical presence of seeing product. It's great from a relationship standpoint and us growing relationships with our customers. I think our customers also enjoy the networking that they get at these shows with people they might only see once a year that are not necessarily in their market, but people they can talk to and discuss ideas and see how things are going. So there's a lot of benefit we get in the road shows. So we felt it was very important to continue, but we had to restructure them and make sure that we could do them in a safe environment and make sure our customers feel safe while doing so.
Yeah, so just to mirror what you're saying, to build relationships, you really need to see people. It's hard to do on Zoom. And then flooring is a kinetic product. I mean, you've got to be able to see it. You can't really tell the quality or the color looking on a computer screen. And thirdly, the show, the annual show that's normally in January, where you guys, probably the largest exhibitor, has been pushed back. So, I mean, that's the only way to get season one products out there, right?
Kemp, it is. I think that the other thing that you get with road shows and regional markets is our customers have dedicated time for that. So it gets them out of their office. It gets them out of their stores. And I think they're able to be more productive and really focus on new product innovations, but also it gives them time to spend with our marketing group. They can learn more about digital advertising. They can learn more about Synchrony Financial and just think about their business in whole. And when you're in the office, when we're trying to see people in store, it's hard to get that dedicated time, you know, 3 or 4 hours, in some cases all day, to spend with them. It's just, you know, there's so many distractions when you're in the office. And so I think there's another benefit in these shows, and that's just kind of getting them separated from their physical storefront, allocating the time and having them, you know, see the complete breadth of what we have to offer.
And let's don't forget they can network with the other folks that are there. That's another key
Absolutely.
Part. Yeah. All right, so I know you've got some safety protocols that you're putting into place. This is not going to be your normal road show. You're going to have temperature checks. You're going to have masks that have the Mohawk logo on them. You're going to have hand sanitizer stations. I mean, you're going to do everything you can, and you're probably going to space things out a little bit too, aren't you?
Yeah, Kemp, we are. We also are going to have a COVID officer at every show to help ensure things are going the right way. And we've changed all these road shows are the same locations that our A shows were, same cities that our A shows were last year. But we have changed some locations to ensure that we've got proper space and we feel good about the environment that we're conducting these in.
Well, actually, the cycle's out, too, because it used to start in Atlanta. I mean, Chicago's moved up. So, the schedule's just a little different, but it is the same locations, right?
Yeah, same cities. The schedules are different. And I think selfishly, especially from our corporate team that goes to these shows, this year we're able to schedule them a week apart. Last year, for instance, I think we had three shows at the same time, and then we had CCA Global going at the same time as well. So when that happens, we really have to pick and choose where we go, limited time from our management team that's traveling. And so I think this is structured in a way that we can hit all seven locations, spend more time with our customers and our sales team, which is always very important for us. So I just think it's just very well thought out this year.
Well, if you're like me, I can't wait to go to the NFA meeting. So I think there's going to be a lot of retailers that have got cabin fever and want to see people in the business. So, this might be the first big event that happens since this thing came down, right?
Yeah, Kemp, I agree. I mean, we've already heard from customers, they're going to go to Chicago and they're in Florida. So, I think people are anxious to get out and get back and network with people and see product and get back to some sense of normality. It will be different than usual, but I think for the majority of our customers, I think that they'll want to get out and see us physically.
So is there contingency plans? Obviously, we all know because, we watched what happened in Michigan and Pennsylvania and some of those states. I mean, if some of these states might say can't have meetings of more than 50, so I guess you'll just have to watch the schedule as it gets closer, right?
Yeah, we will. I think, this is our contingency plan and how we're structuring it. And we'll have the space. If we need to have appointment only, we can certainly do that if there's capacity issues. We'll have to see what transpires between now and then. But really, our contingency plan is how we've structured these day markets this year.
Uh-huh. Okay, Trey, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for sharing Mohawk's Momentum Roadshow plans with my listeners. Again, been talking to Trey Timms, the Senior Vice President of Residential Sales with Mohawk. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.